Gear Radio. Let's start the show.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Web Snooky Radio, broadcasting live from beautiful West Omaha, Nebraska. It's actually colder than heck here. I just want to talk to you a little bit today about, and by the way, my name's Rod Atwood. I'm your host and own a little web design marketing and web hosting company here in the Omaha area. We've done several shows, and these are short shows, so if you have a chance to go back on marketing and how to get out on the web. Tonight, we're actually discussing the very root of what you need to do with marketing, and that is know your target audience. When I first got into this business years ago, I thought my target audience was pretty much everyone. And that was because, you know, one day I would have, one demographic or one segment. Another day I'd have another segment. And what I mean by that, I'd have people of different ages, different sexes, different income levels, things like that. And what I did a very poor job at that point was actually tracking that data, because that data is very, very important. And over the years, as my skills grew with marketing, what I found is that data combined with my website visitor data could be very revealing about what my audience actually was. Your analytics that you have with your website, if you're using Google Analytics, will give you an idea on the gender, age, and things like that with your visitor to your website. That can be really important. And some people are like, well, why do I need to know that? Why is that even important to me? Well, it's immensely important. Because when you're doing campaigns, you want to target the majority audience that you have. Say that I had a shoe store, and I had all types of shoes in there, but people kept on coming back for one particular size of shoe. Well, I would be kind of silly for not making sure that I had stock of that one particular size. Now, this analogy may seem a little goofy, but my point being is I had a particular target audience that I primarily did business with. And knowing your target audience allows you to develop campaigns that will actually convey your message and give you a greater reach with the people that are actually going to buy from you. A common thing with a lot of advertising companies that telemarket and contact me and I come in contact with, a common buzz phrase is, what's your target audience? And most people don't know, and these companies take advantage of it. They swoop in like a vulture and say, oh, well, you don't know your target audience, but they actually have a point. Knowing your target audience is very, very important. So I challenge you to utilize, if you're not right now, to utilize Google Analytics. Learn what gender is visiting your website, what their interests are, and things like that. And that shows up in analytics, by the way, Google Analytics. So take that information and leverage it. So when you're building your campaigns, build them around that data. Okay, so here is a short, quick, and easy way that can also help. It's something called split testing. Now, what split testing is when you offer information that targets a certain segment. And by segment, what I mean, a certain group of people. So when you offer information that targets a certain segment, you again can offer a different set of information that targets a different segment, and then you do a comparison of those two. It's called split testing. Now, do that is very easy on the pocketbook and very simple to do is actually leverage Facebook for your split testing. And what I mean by that is run some ads. Don't put a lot into the campaign. Keep the campaign very minimal. But create, four or five ads and target different groups of people, your younger people, your older people, male or female, and target your different groups. And split it up. Maybe your group, one of the groups you're targeting is older male. Maybe one of the groups you're targeting is younger female. So go ahead and create your groups, and then what you want to do is, usually on Facebook when I do this type of advertising campaign, is I won't pay per click. I'll pay per impression. And that can get you a lot of bang for your buck doing it that way. And so, keep it, again, very minimal. Set the budget. When I do this type of split testing, I just put a few bucks into it. Now, you can put more money into it and get more data. But I just want a quick general overview of what my target audience is. So I'll set up my campaign with like five or six ads and target different groups, whatever group I'm wanting to, whatever I'm browsing in my segment. And then I'll create ads that targets that group. I won't put a lot in the campaign. And then after a day or two, I'll go back and look at that data to see where my clicks are coming from. And there will be data there. So you can take that data, combine it with your Google Analytics, and then also you should be tracking data about who your clients are. You should be tracking that data somewhere. When I have conversations with my clients and we're talking about this, a lot of times they have a pretty good idea of where their target market is at after they start thinking about it, because their initial reaction is what most people's reaction is, and that is, my target audience is everyone. Well, yes, you would hope that everyone would take your product. But best bang for your buck, say that five times real fast. Okay, your best bang for your buck is going after the audience that is most likely to buy from you and target that audience. It's a simple thing that you can do, gathering your analytics from running split testing and using Google and looking at that data and seeing what group or segment is most likely to purchase from you. Now, you can also, in addition to that, do split testing on your website. For you, those of you that have websites out there, you can actually create pages and have two different landing pages. And the way that this actually works is it might work in conjunction with ads, it might be looking at your visitors, but what you're actually going to do is put two pages out there, and you're going to target different segments with each page, and then you're going to look at which one has the most conversions. Now, some of you are asking, what the heck is a conversion? Well, that's when someone buys from you, when they pick up the phone and call you, when they contact you. So what you want to do is actually split your information up and target different groups of people. And some people are like, well, gosh, I don't know how to do that. Well, you know, if you sit down and think about it a little bit, it's not very hard to figure out how to target a segment. You know, if I'm targeting young people, I might put lingo or terminology into an ad or on a web page that is, you know, in that mix. You know, I might be talking about, for example, a singer or a star that is in that particular range where they would be their audience. So you can actually leverage, your pages to target a particular audience this way. You know, if I was targeting, for example, if I was targeting a younger audience, I probably wouldn't come out with a page with Frank Sinatra, for example, and say, you know, start talking about Frank. Because a lot of younger people, some do, but most younger people really can't relate to Frank. He put out some great music, by the way. I love his music, but most people can't, younger people can't relate to Frank. So what I might do is put out some info on a younger star, like, for example, Justin Bieber. You know, he's got a younger audience. And that way, it's actually targeting a younger group. And you can actually target your audiences that way with this type of split testing and find out who is most likely to buy from you. So anyways, that's all of my show today. I hope that you've got something out of it. These are little short segments. A couple of things, by the way. We are probably going to do a roundup show. We're going to go back on the past, say, four or five shows that we've done and have a roundup show and go into more specifics. We're thinking about, and by we, I mean me and my partner in crime, typically a Saturday night. The lady's talking in my ear again. We were thinking about doing it on a Saturday night and going through and being more specific with the information that we've delivered so far and actually opening it up for calls, hearing from you, seeing what questions that you might have with marketing, things like that. I also wanted to go back over the chain of security, which we talked about in one of our episodes, and how that actually works and how that can benefit you. So anyways, I hope that you got something out of the show this evening. We are glad that you're able to tune in and join us. Feel free, by the way, and I am a terrible DJ or radio guy. I'm really on the learning curve at this. I'm trying to really work on it, and I feel like if I keep at it, I'll do okay. But feel free, if you feel like you got some information out of this show, to go over to our Facebook page and go to facebook.com/websnooky. That's W-E-B as in Whiskey Edward Bravo, S as in Sam, N as in Nancy, O as in Oscar, G as in George, I as in India, Ease and Edwards, and like our page. Go over to our Facebook page, like our page. Let us know if you have questions posted on our page. I'm on Twitter. I try to mesh up the content from Twitter to Facebook, make it different at Google too. Feel free to send me a tweet, follow me on Twitter, and let's connect. Let's carry this conversation out more and find out what your questions or concerns are about marketing your company. Anyways, that's all for this evening. Thank you very much for tuning in. And on that, we're going to end the episode. Good night.